beautiful things that I've got. That is Benson Boone, and the latest from him is called Beautiful Things. And I've got beautiful things in front of me. I'm joined.
Oh, thank you.
Delighted to say that I'm joined in the studio live by Anne Gulstein from Rusthall Community Cinema. Anne, welcome. It's lovely to see you again.
Thank you. It's great to be back. And we haven't changed at all since I last spoke to you in 2021.
We haven't, have we?
In fact, we look younger.
I think we do. But the place has changed, hasn't it? Do you like our new home?
I do. I think it's got potential, as estate agents would say.
Oh, you're very diplomatic. Right, so Anne, tell me, how are things at Rusthall Community Cinema? What's going on there? Well, I'll tell you what, for our listeners who haven't heard you speaking about the cinema, tell us first of all about it. Who started it? Why are you doing it? Who runs it? All of that.
Well, our community cinema began, I think last year we celebrated our seventh year, and the wonderful Eugene Gardner was one of the people who started it. And it's a wonderful community resource. We don't just show films. The community actually vote for what they want to see, but we don't just see films. It's more than that. We create an immersive experience around the film, sometimes with special displays like we did for Asteroid City, where we had a sort of quarantine zone with a meteorite on it flashing. But we also have linked short films, which sort of stress the theme of the main feature. We have a licensed bar, we have film-themed cakes, and we have our much-loved discussion group at the end. So it isn't just a hall with films going on. It's much, much more than that. And we're always trying to add quality to the films that we show. We're always trying to make it better, and we're always reaching out to our audiences to make suggestions about how we can improve. So we're always on the move, and we aim to be super inclusive.
So it's not just sitting watching a movie then, it's an event, isn't it?
It is an event, and everyone new who comes, they say, "Ah, oh, this is wonderful, you know, how come I didn't know about this before?"
So you mentioned with Asteroid City.
Yes.
You gave it a theme, not just for the movie then. You try to put something, either maybe someone to come in and talk about a subject that's related to the film.
Yes, we've done that. We have had speakers, we've had linked music, but our short films are very popular as well, because, you know, they take the theme and maybe explore it a little more deeply, or look at diversity within the film. So, for example, for Barbie, which is coming up on the 2nd of March.
I can't imagine what you're going to do there.
Well, so one of the short films is, in fact, about the Barbie factory in India, which is something that people wouldn't normally think about.
Where they make them.
And how they're, how they're dressing the Barbies in the traditional Indian clothes, with saris and so on. So, we take the themes and just widen it up for the audience.
There's quite a bit of research that goes on behind the movie then.
Definitely.
So your club members, they vote on the film. You know,
yes.
you then pick what the winner that got the most votes.
Yes.
And then you go away and research how you can add something to the evening.
Yes, that's exactly how it works.
Okay.
And that's what makes us very special.
It really does, doesn't it? So how many volunteers are behind the scenes then, Anne, organising all of this?
We've got about 48 volunteers, but to be honest, we always want more. So if you love cinema and you love taking part, we would really want you to be a volunteer and come on board.
And do you have to live in the area?
No, we've got one of our most active members comes from Crowborough.
Oh, okay. So welcome from all areas in the area, within the vicinity.
Yes, yes.
And where do you all meet? Where is the actual cinema?
We're in Sunnyside Hall, which is in Rusthall Road. And you can find us on www.rustallcinema.club.
And do you have a big cinema screen? And what's the setup there?
Yes, we've got a lovely screen, a lovely clear screen, although we are fundraising for a new projector, and that's one of our big events at the moment. We're always looking at how we can develop, how can we make the cinema better, and we know that our present present projector won't last forever, so we're doing a big fundraising push
okay.
on that.
So how are you raising the funds, or what are you doing to raise those funds?
We're looking at grants, we're looking at fundraising events, we're asking people maybe to donate to us. There's lots of ways in which we're trying to bring the money for our next big buy.
And do you have to be a member to see the movies?
Oh, no, not at all. You can book the movies online on www.rustallcinema.club. Or you can come along. So,
and you just pay on the night?
Well, yes. And also, we've done something new since I last spoke to you. We don't want anyone to feel they can't come to the cinema because of financial issues. We want to be totally inclusive for our audience. So we have a guide price, but we're saying to people, pay what you can afford.
Mm, okay.
And that makes us quite unusual.
That's wonderful.
I think,
that's...
especially this time.
Okay. Let's take a short break.
Yeah,
have a little bit of music. Do you like Joni Mitchell?
Oh, of course.
Well, she's got Big Yellow Taxi. Should we play that?
Please, because okay. my husband was a taxi driver when I first met him.
Perfect. Let's do that. Okay, well, let's hear from Joni Mitchell, and then we'll talk a bit more about
Thank
cinema
you.
Then. Thank you.
Did you
put up a parking lot? Love that bit, don't you? Joni Mitchell making an appearance at the Grammys the other day. It was good to see her, wasn't it? So you're listening to West Kent Radio. I'm joined in the studio by Anne Goldstein from the Rust Hall Community Cinema, chatting all about what's going on there. So Anne, before we took the break, we were talking about ticketing and prices and whatever. Is there a basic price then that people pay, or do you just leave it open? How does that work?
There's a guide price, which is £5, which is very
low
reasonable. Nowadays.
Yeah.
What you get.
Yeah.
But people can change that. If they want to pay more, they can pay more. If they want to pay less, they can pay less.
And so do you have members who are regular members who turn up all the time and are involved with the cinema?
Yes.
And how do you join to become a member? And what does it give you if you are a member? How does that work?
We do have members, and I think members quite enjoy sort of not having to pay online every time.
So they pay an annual subscription?
Yes.
And how much is that?
Yes. I knew you'd ask me that, but I can't remember.
It's on the website.
Yeah, just look on the website.
Check on the website, okay.
Yeah. But I remember it's a good deal.
Okay.
It's a good deal. Some people just come along to films that they enjoy. Some people enjoy the challenge of slightly edgier films. So we've got a Korean film on the 17th of February, Decision to Leave. And it's not a film, I've got to say, it's not a film I would normally go to see. I'm not so keen on crime detective stories, but... I think, okay, I'll give it a try. And it's always a growth experience when you when you see films that you wouldn't normally be drawn to. It widens the mind,
so
I think.
Films now, Anne, are notoriously long. You know, yeah. Oppenheimer, I don't know if you've shown that yet. But
we've got that coming up.
So comfy seats, what do we do about that? If you need, if you have a disability or you need a particularly, a certain need, are you able to accommodate?
Oh, absolutely. So we've got space for wheelchairs. We are disability friendly. We've also got some new comfier seats. Our seats are comfy, but we do have even comfier seats, you know, for people with disabilities, with back problems and so on. So when they book, if they can just ask Eugene, our organising trustee, if he can sort that out, and we'll be responsive to that.
Do you factor in a break in for movies, or do you play them straight right?
We have a break, and that's when people can get ice cream.
Oh, a proper interval. Oh, lovely.
Coffee.
To do Kiora orange juice.
I think we've moved on from
Oh, just like the good old days.
Yeah.
Do you play the national anthem at the end? They used to do that in the old days too.
It would be a nice idea.
I think you should introduce that for sure.
Yeah, but one thing I did want to mention though, in terms of us being inclusive, is that a big decision we made was to put subtitles on all the films that we can. So this was a decision because we do have a lot of elderly people in the audience and people who are hard of hearing generally.
Well, do you know what, Anne? I find that modern actors tend to mumble. And that's either because my hearing is getting bad or it's just the way they're acting these days. So I often switch the subtitles on when I'm at home because I'm always saying to my husband, what did he say? What did he say? I think I'm going deaf, but maybe I'm not. I think they do tend to mumble, don't you find that?
Yeah, I think you're right. And a lot of people do say that, Lynn. You're not the only one. But in fact, when you look at the figures, one in five adults in the UK have hearing loss. Most cinemas don't include subtitles, or if they do, they have a sort of special performance with subtitles. Mm-hmm. And deaf people do lose out on seeing blockbusters and enjoying the cinema experience. So we want to include it. And I suppose it's not everybody's cup of tea. Maybe some people do find it distracting, but we have found that the response has been generally really, really good, really good. And once you start watching a film with subtitles, you do get used to it. Mm. So we are just doing it for this season, and then people can say what they think. Mm. Because we're democratic, we do ask people for their point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think it's a great idea. Good for you. We've Googled the membership, by the way. £65 annual membership.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's all right, isn't it? And for that, then you can just rock up and watch a movie. You can vote for films and all of that.
Well, everyone can vote.
Even non-members can vote.
Yes.
That's very good.
Yes. Yeah, we get our sort of long list, and then the whole community votes. Mm-hmm. And it works out really well. We have such a good balance of films. So we do have, you know, the Barbie and the Oppenheimer coming up. But we also have a very charming moving film called The Nettle Dress coming up, which was made by a Brighton-based filmmaker, and that's all about grief and loss. So and that may not be a film that would go into mainstream cinemas.
So you can deviate from the more popular movies to something that's a little more artistic and unusual.
Yes.
Well, Anne, it's fabulous to see you, as always. Yes. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Keep
in touch and let us know what you're up to. Let us know how the funding is going. If you're crowdfunding, or certainly. Is that how you're doing that? Visit the website to find out how you raise the funds for that. Brilliant. Okay, Anne, so go off and enjoy some great movies, hopefully this year.
Thank you, and hope to see you there.
Yeah, oh, you will. I'll be there. Thanks, Anne.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.